answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Had Iran refused our terms, the next targets would have been their power plants, their bridges, and oil and energy infrastructure. Targets they could not defend and could not realistically rebuild. It would have taken them decades, and we were locked and loaded. They couldn't defend against it. President Trump had the power to cripple Iran's entire economy in minutes, but he chose mercy. He spared those targets because Iran accepted the ceasefire under overwhelming pressure. The new Iranian regime understood that a deal was far better than the fate that awaited them. This new regime just happened to look at what happened to their predecessors. Their top leadership was systematically eliminated.
And of course, there is a big question as to who is in charge in Iran. Before we go any farther, let's deal with that one point. The answer is, who knows? We've had talks with them indirectly, and supposedly someone on their side is making some decisions. UK Times is reporting that the Iranian new supreme leader, the one that got put in place after his daddy got killed, is, quote, incapacitated, receiving medical treatment. And at that point, they add that he is suffering from a severe condition, unable to be involved in any decision-making by the regime, that he might even be unconscious. He's in one of the largest cities in Iran, 85 miles south of Tehran. Now, if United Kingdom press knows that, you know we damn well know it, and they know that we know it. And here we are on a new day of April 8th. Yesterday, Trump said if they will not come to the table and bargain in good faith and accept the conditions we have in front of them, then we will start a campaign to basically wipe out the Iranian civilization. And oh my God, they were crying everywhere. He's going to destroy a whole civilization. Now, I talked about it as well yesterday, saying they were fully capable of doing it. But, of course, we hoped it didn't come to that. In Iran, as you heard Secretary of War Hegseth point out, we had the capacity to do it all if we chose to. And they knew it. So Iran then decided, all right, we will work with you. And now Trump is looking for ways to build upon that. I'm going to break that down for you in more detail. But this, quote, ceasefire is only the fact that we're not shooting at them, and they are apparently not shooting at our forces. They are striking at some of their neighbors. And in fact, the Saudi Arabian government said it had to intercept and destroy 9 drones despite our ceasefire deal with Iran. So Iran is still striking out at its neighboring countries. What idiocy! And the Pakistani PM alleges, again, ceasefire violations. Say they undermine the spirit of peace process. We know that. We know they're not to be trusted. But for right now, they're no longer shooting at U.S. ships, planes, and our soldiers in the region. And Trump is looking for a way to maybe work with them in the future to remove that enriched uranium from those destroyed sites when we hit them with Operation Midnight Hammer along with the Israelis last June. A lot of things still in play. It's a one-sided ceasefire at this point. But again, I even heard from a very close relative last night via text. Oh my God, Trump's losing his mind. He's going to wipe out the entire nation. He did say he would do that. Have you not caught on yet that what he says he will back up if he needs to? But it also is an indicator to you, better step forward and find a way to avoid it. Because we have the capacity. But the left went absolutely bonkers. And that included some Republicans. Welcome to Larry Connors USA, our number one, where you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more information than you have as we begin the hour. In our next hour, are Americans losing pride in the USA? Now, I know you, I'm talking to the choir, are going to insist, hell no. But looking across the country and some things that caught national, international attention, my guests will deal with that subject later. And later in this hour, Gordon Chain, expert on China, talking about this Iran deal as we have it now and what happens next, China's involvement with Iran, and China's race to get to the moon and establish a station before we do as Artemis makes its way back to Earth. And our story behind the story later this hour. In my early part of career, I was in radio before TV, and at that time I also got into selling advertising. I thought that'd be easy. And one of the easiest sales turned out to be not so easy. I'll detail that story for you, and you might learn something from it, which, by the way, I'm going to see if I can sell you tickets on my new venture, Cruise the Hormuz. Would you like to get on board? You want to get on board a ship and cruise the Hormuz? I'll tell you about that later in our story behind the story. Now back to this deal that has been laid out. General Jack King.
I appreciate President Trump and wanting to open the Straits of Hormuz, certainly, and also put together a deal with the Iranians that would give us everything. They would have to surrender everything that we would take away from them using military force. That's the essence of the deal. And the top of that list certainly is they have to give up and let us take away the nuclear enrichment that they absolutely have. And that's got to be in that deal, and it's got to be number one in the deal, because at the beginning of everything here, it was about their nuclear capability. But think about what did the Iranians want here also? Why did they close the Straits of Hormuz? They closed the Straits of Hormuz simply to put pressure on the administration to stop the war. And we have stopped the war.
And to that extent, they can claim victory. So be it. As long as they're no longer firing on our U.S. bases and our forces. And I hate to say this, but whatever I tell you right now about the Strait of Hormuz being open, closed, whatever I say, just you can say Larry doesn't know what he's talking about, or the things change. And they are going to change as fast as the current moves through the Strait of Hormuz. Believe me. And looking at the publications on the left and how they're responding and their various outlets, The Hill reporting, oh my gosh, the stocks rose and oil prices plunged following news of the agreement. And then they're worried again because it looks like they might be taking away. And their five takeaways, the first question they make as a takeaway from The Hill publication, which is a leftist organization, questions rise over fragility of the deal. No kidding. No kidding. You're dealing with eggs. You drop one, it's going to break. I'm looking at a piece in Axios. The U.S., Israel, and Iran agree that a ceasefire is now in effect, but they're contradicting each other and themselves in terms of what's actually been agreed on and what happens now. Where do you think the contradiction originates? Because Iran has been firing overnight into Israel. But ships have moved through the Hormuz Strait for a period of time. Will they do it again? Trey Yingst.
Reports indicate that at least two vessels have passed through the Strait of Hormuz today, the first ships to make this journey since the ceasefire went into an effect. Now, this really was an 11th hour agreement down to the wire and announced by President Trump on Truth Social shortly after the Iranians released a statement. And then in the hours later, we're launching ballistic missiles at Israel. Here's what it looked like in Tel Aviv overnight. You just saw there was an Iranian ballistic missile with a cluster warhead, those bomblets raining down on Israel's second largest city of Tel Aviv. This came after the ceasefire was announced by President Trump and an indication that it will take time to get this agreement in place. Since the overnight hours, fire has stopped toward Israel, but the Iranians are still targeting Gulf countries with drones and missiles. Kuwait says both ballistic missiles and drones targeted facilities there. The UAE, similar reports. As this is taking place, we're also following reports out of an Iranian island called Lavan, where an oil refinery was targeted early this morning with airstrikes.
But no word on who actually fired on them. Supposedly, the U.S. did not do it. Probably Israel, but it could have been one of the other Arab states because they've been fired upon. Iran, supposedly accepting most of a 10-point deal we put in front of them, but they had a 15-point deal. The key issue is no nukes. So whatever deal they have agreed to, that's foremost. But they actually had come up with a fantasy deal they wanted passed.
Their wish list was exactly that, a fantasy wish list. They wanted us to withdraw all of our forces from the region. Not going to happen. They wanted us to pay reparations for war damage. Not going to happen. They wanted us to affirm that they had control legally over the Strait of Hormuz. Again, dead on arrival. So the big picture here, we need to watch and see how Iran responds now. This is a great development, potentially, but the key word in the president's post was subject. This is all subject to the Iranian regime agreeing to open the Strait of Hormuz now. And then we can have negotiations about the finer points later on. Let's watch and see what Tehran does. Have they blinked, or are they going to try and weasel their way out of a commitment to open the Strait?
Oh, we know they're capable of doing that. That is Nathan Sales, our ambassador at large. So they let a few ships go through, then they shut it down. They'll let a few more go through, they shut it down. Trump has the same attitude as Ronald Reagan. Trust but verify. And four-star General Jack King has that same attitude. Jack King on the Iran deal saying, basically, I appreciate that it's been done. But again, I don't trust Iran at all. And so he doesn't. Democrats and some Republicans are anxious to shackle Trump at this point. They think he's weak, really. They think Trump is weak because this just didn't go down the way. They don't know what they wanted, but they think that he's got to be weak at this point. Democrat Minority House Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Joining me now for more on President Trump's ceasefire announcement is Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Leader Jeffries, your reaction to what we know about this ceasefire tonight?
Jack.
Well, a two-week ceasefire is insufficient. We need a permanent end to Donald Trump's reckless war of choice, which is why House Democrats have demanded that Speaker Mike Johnson immediately reconvene the House back into session so we can move a war powers resolution that will end this conflict permanently.
That seems unlikely to happen. What do you actually think is going to happen in this two-week period? What do you need to, assuming that doesn't happen, what do you need to see happen or want to see happen in this two-week period?
Assuming it doesn't happen this week, we will go back into session next week and we will present a war powers resolution. As soon as it becomes available to us to do so as a matter of privilege on the House floor, all we need are a handful of Republicans to join us. The American people strongly oppose this reckless war of choice and know that we should not be spending billions of dollars to drop bombs in Iran while Republicans and Donald Trump are unwilling to spend a dime to actually make life more affordable for the American people, including but not limited to by extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits. It's unbelievable in terms of the priorities, and yet we've seen this president's behavior unhinged, unpresidential, unconscionable, including the messages that he's communicated to the American people over the last few days.
How dare he talk about unpresidential? Did you not watch Joe Biden? Did you not see him open our borders and let all these illegals in, and now they're robbing American citizens of benefits, if nothing else, and in some cases, of their lives? Hakeem Jeffries, perfect example of an idiot. and standing at the front of the other idiots as minority House leader. And MSN Now, obviously leftist, saying, right now we're watching Trump is in a free fall.
A loyal army of followers, a huge disinformation network, and a party of soul-selling cowards can crowd out facts for a long time. But eventually, reality catches up. It's finally happening. I'd say we should celebrate. But there now arises a question of how he'll react as reality closes in on him. I fear we haven't begun to see the worst. And Michael, to that point, I know people in Trump's orbit who are Trump supporters who sort of nervously have looked at themselves in recent weeks amid this war in Iran, war of choice, and look ahead to this year's midterms. And particularly if Republicans, as forecasted, lose at least one house, that the president in his final 2 years will be with no chance of getting anything passed, will simply be in full on legacy mode, trying to leave his mark on history with zero guardrails in place.
And so says MSN Now, and he's referring to Michael Tomasky of The New Republic, which is a leftist publication, and his article about the cowards inside the Republican and Trump administration. Cowards? And no guardrails left in place? There have been a lot of guardrails put in place by Trump, and you know one of them, and that is close the damn border, protecting the homeland. The leftists are absolutely grasping for the straws, as the saying goes. And Trump right now, yeah, we want to see it all come to an end. You don't need to be told by the public that we don't want more war. He didn't either. He says there can be big money made for us, the Iranians, and the world. He said Iran can start a reconstruction process. We'll be loading up with supplies of all kinds. This could be a golden age of the Middle East. But he also reminds them, if we have to come back in, we can and we will. I don't know how long the so-called ceasefire between us directly and Iran will last. I don't know if the strait's going to be open now. Closed, open, closed. It's a revolving door. But we'll keep you posted. Coming up, Gordon Chain and his view of what's happening now with Iran. And our story behind the story. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. My guest, Gordon Chang. You can find him, and I suggest you follow him on X, Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang. Author of the book Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But Gordon, first of all, glad to have you back on board, sir.
Thank you so much, Larry.
So, as I speak, the Hormuz Strait could be open, it could be closed. It could be open, it could be closed. That's the way Iran is playing this. But the key point right now is that despite Trump's remarks yesterday, which set a lot of the leftists crazy, causing mass hysteria, that if they don't come to the peace table in genuine interest, we can wipe out their civilization. What was your thought about that statement and the reaction?
The reaction is disloyal. Whatever one thinks of the statement, clearly President Trump is not contemplating genocide. He is not committing war crimes. And the opposition in the United States, they have, you know, it's a free society, but they need to be responsible. And I hope that the American people punishes people who are not responsible, whatever party they may be.
Right. And that does include some Republicans who are thinking, oh, my God, he's really going to commit genocide and basically, as you said, destroy all peace possible. That's not where we are right now. How do you evaluate it?
Yes, President Trump made a threat. And that threat got the Iranian regime to back down. And that's a good thing. Now, you know, people can question the tactics, but President Trump is effective. And the important thing is we've had a lot of presidents who have been sort of quote unquote responsible, but they've been completely incompetent. And they've let the world deteriorate to a point where President Trump had to do something. Whatever one thinks of the Iran war, it was necessary because his predecessors let the situation and dangers gather. And so the American people owe a big thanks to President Trump for protecting them, because the situation is actually worse than I think the president has talked about to the American people. And I hope that President Trump gives some specifics, because when he does, I think it'll convince most Americans that he was right to act when he did.
But I don't think they're going to believe him, because when we said that they were imminently close to having a nuclear weapon, most were saying, well, they don't have any information of that. But I consider if you say it's 2 weeks, 2 months, or a year, that's imminent, and I don't want them to have a nuclear weapon.
Yes. Well, the Iranian negotiators told Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy, that they had 460 kilograms of 60% enriched uranium. 60% enriched uranium has no peaceful purposes. And within a week, maybe 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, it can be enriched to 90% purity, which is what you do need for a nuclear device. Also, we know that the Iranians had the components of a Hwasong-15. A Hwasong-15 has a range of 8,100 miles, and if fired from Iranian territory, could reach any part of the United States. And I, you know, President Trump, when he gave that address to the American people, in one sentence said that the Iranians would soon have a weapon that could hit the U.S. I would have hoped that he would have given some detail about this, because the detail actually justifies what he was saying. And I think that President Trump's statement underestimated the threat from Iran's ballistic missiles.
Yeah, and it's not just the Strait of Hormuz. That's a key issue, but it's more important to the rest of the world, not us. But the nuke issue, that is world-reaching.
Yes, it is. They were very close to having enough fissile material for a bomb, and they may actually have 90% enriched uranium someplace. Also, they had the launchers to get that warhead into the United States. So, you know, whether it was a week or 2 weeks, it was imminent. And I think it was a clear and present danger that justified the use of force against Iran, because previous presidents have said, well, Iran can't get a nuclear weapon, but they allowed Iran to develop their nuclear weapons program. And by the way, Larry, Iran has that program thanks to China, and the United States needs to talk about that in public.
Yeah, and I was moving into that chapter. Thank you very much for opening the door. How much does China depend upon Iran, and what does or does not come through the Hormuz Strait, first of all?
Well, first of all, China gets about 45 to 50% of its imported oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Some of that is from Iran, and the others from other Gulf states, especially Saudi Arabia. So, yes, China, which is the world's largest oil importer, is critically reliant on the Strait. We're not. We get about 2% of our energy through the Strait, and we could easily divert to other sources.
And what role has China been playing, not just behind the scenes, but up front regarding Iran?
Well, China has supplied everything but combat troops, sailors, and pilots to Iran's war effort. So, for instance, the supersonic cruise missiles that Iran fired at the Abraham Lincoln in the early stages of the war, those were Chinese. Now, fortunately, none of them hit. We have very good defensive measures, but China supplied them. And China's been supplying other weapons, not only to Iran, but to Iran's three main terrorist proxies, Hamas, Houthi militias, and Hezbollah. So China has been fully behind supporting the Iran regime in this war. We can go through other things, but the point is China's there and it's given everything except combat personnel.
I'm glad you pointed out there's still the connection that they've also been supporting the Iranian terrorist groups because I fully expect them to stay active even if Iran does truly hold to, quote, a ceasefire with us.
Yes, and I'm sure that there's going to be fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, and there has been some fighting already. So we'll see how that works. But the point here is that the three main terrorist groups are still active.
So your book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, fascinating read. And it also should point out to the readers, and let's do it for the listeners that haven't read it yet, that China has... It's like an octopus. It's got many tentacles, and they're all with the intent to destroy the U.S.
Yes, and some of those tentacles are in the U.S. So, for instance, on March 10th, the brother and sister who are U.S. citizens but are Chinese descent, they placed a bomb near the visitor center at MacDill Air Force Base. That has all the hallmarks of a Ministry of State Security operation. As a matter of fact, one of them is still in China right now after doing that. The other thing is that those large drones that last month overflew at least four of our military bases in the homeland were probably Chinese. They were not Iranian. They could have been Russian, but far more likely they were Chinese. And they posed a real threat to, for instance, Barksdale Air Force Base, which is the home of U.S. Global Strike Command, which controls two of the three legs of America's nuclear triad. So that was something that the Air Force clearly is not capable of protecting its bases, even in the homeland.
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up as well, because if that's really what also brought Iran to the table, because we have decimated not only their leadership, but so much of what ability they did have. Doesn't mean they can't, as they did the other day, probably fired a man pad, a shoulder rocket missile to bring down the plane that they did hit. But they're still going to be a threat, and China's not backing down. They're still going to be available.
Yes. And you're talking about that F-15 that was shot down on the 3rd of this month. There is reports that it was brought down with the help of China's passive radar. We don't have confirmed reports about that, but we have to ask, how did Iran get passive radar? Because if it had it from the beginning of the war, they would have been shooting down American planes from the get-go. But that plane was shot down only on the 35th day of the war. So Iran is getting supplied with material and critical equipment, and we got to find out where it's from.
What do you think of Trump's statement that we have a chance here if we work with Iran and they cease all this this action and fighting and everything? We could really work together with them and reconstruct Iran. It could be a golden age of the Middle East.
Well, it certainly could be. Just taking down the Iranian regime by itself could usher in the golden age of the Middle East, largely because Iran has been the one disrupting it. Iran has been disrupting it itself, and it's through its three main terrorist groups. So you get rid of the regime, and you have peace in the Middle East, and then you have the real possibility of the flowering of the region.
So we could have started this day with looking at piles of rubble and smoldering remains across Iran. In your last 30 seconds here, where do we go next?
It's going to be negotiations during these 14 days. And if Iran holds to its word, then there's a possibility of peace. I think that's unlikely. And I think that there will be a resumption of hostilities at the end of this ceasefire period or soon thereafter.
Yeah, and at some point you got to say, we're done. We're absolutely fully done. I want to thank you, Gordon, as always, for your time. The audience thoroughly enjoys your expertise, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Gordon G. Chain. Follow him on Twitter, X, at Gordon G. Chain. His book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. They make no bones about it. All right, coming up, our story behind the story. A little fun time today. When I began to get into radio in the beginning early years of my career.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS, renewalbyanderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We don't start dialing at 9:30 because our clients are already answering the phone. 3, 2, 1, let's f***!
You want to know what money sounds like? Go to a trading floor on Wall Street.
That's a clip from The Wolf of Wall Street. We don't start dialing at 9 because our folks are already on the phone. We start early. Matthew McConaughey directing everyone. Get in there and start calling. Now, how does that relate to me beginning my career in broadcasting, specifically at radio? Well, because I want to share something with you. Many of you may, I'm sure you're not aware of this. I did start in radio in Big Spring, Texas. Population at that time might have been 20,000. Howard County, Big Spring, Texas. And I was on the radio as, don't run away from it now, as a disc jockey, radio DJ, Larry K the I gave it away, Larry K the DJ, basically. We were an MOR station. That meant a middle-of-the-road station. We didn't play anything outlandish. And in fact, when the Beatles first appeared on the scene, I continued to play a few more of them than I should have because the owner called me and said, stop with the Beatle music. We were more Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, that kind of stuff, Patti Page, things of that nature. And as I watched at the station, I don't remember what I was making, but I was in radio and glad to be there. And I'd actually started at a competing station in town. And then I started working at this station, kind of part-time, being paid minimum. I was told by another DJ, he said, I'm going to Alaska where you can make good money. I said, what? He said, yeah, they can't get anybody to move to Alaska. If you go up there and you live in a trailer home that you can rent from somebody, a room in the back or something, and eat nothing but pork and beans, you can make a lot of money. I think I'll stay here. But I also realized sales is maybe what I need to get into because I could pick up extra money, commission. So I kind of started dabbling in sales. Well, I didn't know anything about radio sales. I didn't know anything about sales as a whole. Big Spring then and now is not listed in a Nielsen major market listing. It's somewhere 250 plus on the list of all the radio stations in the nation. And it was probably farther down the list then. Only major stations, and this applies even today, only major network radio affiliated stations owned by a network, same for TV primarily, spend the money for ratings because they're untrustworthy and you sell off of them and everybody has to sell off the same, but no one really believes them. It's great if it looks like you're a winner, but it doesn't mean anything. I had that conversation with a client the other day. I said, no radio station, unless they are owned, as we did have it one time in St. Louis, CBS, they're not going to spend money on the ratings. It's way too costly, and you're not sure of what you get if it's worth anything. You have the Odyssey Broadcast Group, and you have others still around. Cumulus, they do some ratings because they're looking at national sales. And national sales reps want to see numbers. Even if they're bad numbers, they want to see them. Well, here I was going to go out and start selling my radio station and my program. Oh, I did some diligence on that. I did my due diligence. I started with a book, Confessions of an Advertising Man, released in 1963 by David Ogilvy. He was founder of Ogilvy and Mather. That's a major advertising firm in New York at that time in the 60s. Widely recommended book for all advertising execs to read. Strategies, tactics, lessons learned. So I read it cover to cover, not go out and practice on clients trying to get them to buy. And it came down to one point for me that stayed with me all that time. David Ogilvy in one line said, you never really ask for the sale directly. He said, because you don't want a yes or no. What you do is when you get down to the end and you're saying, when you get to the contract, you pull out your pen and instead of asking, are you willing to sign a contract, you say, you want to use your pen or my pen? You're getting them to commit to that one act. Which pen they will use. And maybe they'll end up signing or not. But to me, that was one thing to hang my hat on. And of course, sometimes you'd get something dumped in your lap. I mean, literally dumped in your lap. I remember one Saturday morning, I happened to be at the station trying to figure out what am I going to do to get some more sales going? Because that's how I made extra money and I needed it. A guy walked into the station, no one was there in the lobby, and I went in to say hello to him, and he said, I'm looking for somebody because I want to advertise on the station. I said, I'm your guy. His business was bizarre in my mind at that time. He said, I have a diaper pail business I want to advertise. What does that mean? He said, well, a lot of women don't have clothes washers and dryers. And when they have little babies, this is before you had all the Huggies and the other fabric, or I should say the plastic bundling you can put on the little butts right now. And he said, I would deliver them a pail with 24 fresh diapers in it. And as they use them, they drop the dirty diaper into the pail. And on a Friday or whatever, I will come back. I'll pick up the used pail with everything in it and bring them a new pail and freshly washed diapers. That's what I want to advertise. Now, at the time, our spots, the most expensive spot on our radio station at that time was $3.50. But that was a big spot. That was in travel time, or as you would call now in the major markets, business time, drive time. Drive time in Big Spring, Texas. If you got caught in rush hour traffic, that meant you got caught behind a combine moving down the road and you couldn't get around it. Although one time I did get caught by a house being moved. That's right, a full house had been jacked up, loaded onto a truck, and moving to another location. You get behind a moving house on the road, you're not going to get anywhere in a hurry. But I started those ads, and I got them running. And the owner came back a couple of days after a trip to Dallas, and he heard those spots, and he hit the door screaming, who the hell put diapers on my air? I said, I did. And he started to come at me, and I held up the little contract and said, and the guy's paying us $300 a month for these ads. He said, oh, great deal, great deal. $300 a month? Suddenly, I was a prime salesman. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give you an opportunity to get the biggest client you'll ever have that is never advertised on radio. But I'm going to give you a shot at him. You. And without saying it, he had to admit that he had tried numerous times and could not get the guy to buy. Well, who was the client? And what would it take for me to get him on board? Ah, see, there is. And more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Okay, so the owner of the station said, I'm going to give you a prime opportunity. He'd give me another one that was pretty good, a guy that was selling mobile homes. Been trying to sell a mobile home on the radio. Well, you did the best you can, but we booked him and we did some live reports from his location on weekends, and we got some traffic. But this guy was the John Deere ownership in town. Grizzled old farmer who had enough money and convinced John Deere that he should be their representative. There wasn't another John Deere business affiliation within 200 miles of Big Spring. So if you wanted John Deere, this was a guy, this is the only place you could buy it. So I was going out and trying to get him to buy ads on our station. And we would go out, and I'm serious, I went out probably twice a week to have coffee with him. And often we'd end up squatting in the dirt. I mean literally standing and then kneeling, squatting on the dirt and scratching in the dirt. Him spitting tobacco on me, kind of talking to him while we're drawing circles in the dirt. I mean, we're talking, I'm selling, boy, I'm selling, I'm going to get him. His problem came down to, son, I trust you, I like you, I think you're a good guy. But I put an ad in the newspaper, I can open up the paper and I can see my ad. I can't listen to your radio station all the time. How do I know you're running all those spots? Well, it finally came down to a day that he agreed, okay, I'm going to trust you. Give me a minor contract. I think we ran a contract that amounted to maybe $60 a month, but it was a start. And I went back to the boss and said, I got him. I got the John Deere tractor dealership on our air. And gradually we expanded it. I don't know how many tractors he sold off of it. Sometimes he'd tell me, somebody mentioned they heard my spot on the air. Didn't mean they bought anything, but they would hear it. See, that's the way it is with advertising. Sometimes, and sponsors listening even now, and I do a lot of my own selling for this program because I want the relationship with my sponsors. If I'm going to add my name to them at this stage in my career, my credibility, my endorsement, it puts my name and my reputation on the line, too. So I only deal with clients that I believe will be good for you and what your needs are. But you might not need what they have today. Maybe tomorrow you will. But by putting their name in front of you on a constant basis, we are branding. We are putting them in front of you. So when you suddenly need something that they have, oh, yeah, I've heard about them on Larry Connors USA, our News Talk STL. And in fact, Larry Connors was doing the commercial. Here's my shameless plug. You want to be on the program? We can make that happen. You just send me an email, LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com, LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com, and we'll put you on there. And in fact, I might give you a new and a fresh opportunity. This is something else I'm pushing right now. Are you ready for it? All right, here it comes. How about a cruise through the Hormuz? What would you think if I'm setting up a cruise to go through the Straits of Hormuz? You want to take that cruise with me? I might be doing that over the next 4 days while the so-called ceasefire is in effect, assuming the strait will be open when we get there. What do you do to join my cruise on the Hormuz? Here's what you do, my friend. You send me all your credit card information. You send me all your Social Security information and everything else that we need to book the cruise for you. I do hope those of you listening know this is a joke. Yeah. Then again, if I get enough folks saying, yeah, Larry, I want to go on that cruise on the Hormuz with you, we might make it happen. Yeah. Hey, there are a couple sayings in the business when it comes to sales, regardless of what business you're in. One, always be selling. Always be selling. I learned that early in my radio career and when I first got into broadcasting. Now, when I moved into news, I couldn't do any endorsements, no selling, because that would be a conflict. Can't be in news and endorsing anyone. Oh, and that other saying, ABC, always be closing. I know many of you listening, you're involved in sales of one type or another, selling your own product, your own business, or for someone or some company. It always gets down to that, doesn't it? Always be selling, and ABC, always be closing. So the straight, my cruise to the Strait of Hormuz, it might still be open. You want to book a seat? That's today's story behind the story, having a little fun compared to some of the others. The story behind the story becoming a regular feature in this hour on Larry Connors USA. Our second hour is still to come. And are we losing allegiance to America? That's our subject. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.